Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Dak Prescott had his third game of 400-plus passing yards this season in yesterday's win at Detroit. The Cowboys also regained sole possession of first place in the NFC East. And meanwhile, the Eagles fell at home to the Patriots. Carson Wentz completed 20 of his 40 pass attempts for 214 yards and a touchdown. Wentz also fumbled twice, losing one of them. So, Shannon, has Dak proven he is better than Wentz?
Really skill, baby.
Yeah, real. This is real.
After one game, that's what you want to do. You want to do this.
You want to do
it? Yeah, you want to do
it. Do what you want to do.
No. Skip, look. Wentz had a horrible day. There's no way around it.
Dak I'm looking at the seasons. There are two seasons.
Well,
this is a big one for Carson Wentz. This
both
is
got, it looks like, okay, Wentz would have finished twice in QBR in front of Dak. It looks like Dak is going to finish this year in front of Wentz. So they're 2-2. Okay? Dak has won the division twice. Wentz has won it once. TBD right here. I believe, still believe Philly going to win it.
Okay.
Now, with that being said, look, he had a bad day. After Lane Johnson left the game, that's when every last one of those sacks occurred. Five sacks, he was sacked. You keep talking about Brady was constantly being harassed. They took him down five times, hit him countless others, forced two fumbles in, out of him. They got one. The Patriots recovered one.
He sure holds that ball a long time.
He does. He does. And he was inaccurate yesterday. Threw the ball off target a lot. But, Skip, he's doing this without D-Jack. He's doing this without Alshon. If you take Michael Gallup, you took Amari Cooper away for any substantial amount of time, it's hard for me to believe that Dak Prescott's going to put the numbers that he's putting up currently. Give him that situation. Put him with Zeke. That offensive line. Amari Cooper, Gallup, Randall Cobb. Flip him. He goes to Philly. Come on. We know what's going to happen.
You know what? That little running back from Penn State they took in the second round, he's been giving them more pop than Zeke's been giving Dallas. He ran hard and well yesterday.
Dak has five more interceptions, 9-4. So did
he prove? What do the touchdowns look like to you?
What you mean?
Touchdown pass.
What is he, 22-9?
21-16.
Okay.
Yeah. 21's tied for second in the national.
Yeah, exactly. Hold on.
Yep.
You either first or you're last.
Nobody says,
you know
what?
That
works?
Anybody says, hold on, you know what? I'm entering this race to finish second. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do, Skip Bayless. So you guys, I don't even know why you brought that up.
That's what Ricky Bobby's father told him.
Yeah.
And then Ricky Bobby woke up when he was a man and decided, wait a second, that didn't make any
sense.
Wait
a second.
Yes, it does.
That's Talladega Nights.
Yes, I do. And you know this, Skip Bayless. You don't do anything to be second. You know what? If I can be the second, I'm okay. No. You want to be number one.
He's not number one.
And if I'm not mistaken, Russell Wilson is 22-1. Can I interest you in that? I thought I could.
So, thank you for bringing up Russell Wilson because you've got him still leading your MVP race.
Slightly
ahead of Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
I'm here to make the case that Dak Prescott belongs in the conversation.
At 6-4?
Because if Dak Prescott hadn't had the ball taken out of his hands at the end of the Minnesota game and put in Zeke's hands really for the last three plays, we would be having a slightly different conversation because there's one win. And if Jason Witten had gotten the call of pass interference in the end zone on the two-point conversion pass to tie the game at Jets, I believe Dallas would have won that game in overtime because my quarterback was on a tear through the second half of that game. So let's just hypothetically say, what if he had these very same numbers and all of a sudden they were 8-2. Wouldn't you be talking about him as an MVP?
We would, but Skip, he's not. If Tom Brady was playing better, we'd talk about him as an MVP, but he's not.
Would, but look at the numbers. Dak Prescott, 10 games into the season, leads the whole league in QBR.
Okay.
10 games into the season, he leads the whole league in passing yards. Is that good for a guy you say you've been telling me for years is not accurate? Dak Prescott, not consistently accurate. I've heard it again and again. If you want to know the truth, he proved last year over the last 10 games he was better than Carson Wentz because he beat him head-to-head twice.
Skip, stop saying that.
Well, he did.
It's not. Oh, so Carson Wentz plays defense now?
Well, I'm just saying that in the game at Jerry World, my quarterback in the fourth quarter in overtime threw for 243 yards and three touchdowns.
But a game should have been a blowout.
And I'm seeing there that Boy, he's just better than
the
Carson
game
Wentz.
Should have been a blowout had your quarterback not thrown three picks and kept us in the ball game.
Who is more consistently accurate, Dak Prescott or Carson Wentz? This what year, have you seen?
This year it's been Dak.
He's at 68% completions to 61% for your guy. Your guy, I watch him a lot. In fact, I probably watched just about every snap he's taken this year, and there are too many sort of deer in headlights, looking. I got to find 86. Where is he? Where's Goddard? I got to throw. And then, boom, there's no question his arm strength because he can really wing it.
Well, I was watching the game yesterday, and he holds the ball too long because he's always trying to get, and I think Alshon mentioned this. Skip, there he had Zach Ertz in the flat for 5 yards. That would have made it probably 3rd and 8, 3rd and 7. But he throws the ball way, try to get it way down the field. Now you come back, it's 3rd and 15. No, it's okay to take the short stuff on 2nd down or 1st down and give yourself something more manageable on 3rd down. He needs to get that through his head. And I don't know if I don't think Dougie P can emphasize that enough. Everything is not meant to be a home run. We don't always have to hit it out the park in order to be successful. And I see too much of that. I see him too much of patting the ball, Skip, because he's trying to give receivers extra time to get open when there's somebody that's on a shorter route that's already open. Give him the ball.
My quarterback gives them the ball. Yet, you have often accused my quarterback of dinking and dacking. Yards per attempt this year. Dak is 8.8 yards per attempt. That's 2nd in the league. Your guy is 6.6 yards per attempt. That's 31st in the league. So my guy's throwing it down the field much farther than your guy is on average.
Skip, when he got the name, was he doing that? You know how nicknames
I didn't think so.
Yes, he was. Actually, yes, he was. He was dead last at that point in time. Skip, you do know, like, once you get a nickname and people call you that for an extended period of time, that's going to be your name for perpetuity.
So now the label stuck?
It's stuck.
Okay.
Oh, dig it at
that. Way to go. So not only is my quarterback...
Oh, no, Skip!
Wait. Not only is he tied for 2nd in completions, his receiving core is tied for 2nd in drops.
Oh, my goodness.
In touchdown passes. I'm sorry. Tied for 2nd in touchdown passes. Plus, tied for 2nd in drops. And help me out. Has he had his soulmate receiver, Amari Cooper, for the whole... Nope. It's here and there. Here
he's
and there.
There.
Huh?
He's been there.
Yeah, some and some not. And yesterday, he played exactly 55% of the snaps because he's still got a knee or an ankle. I don't know what it is. He won't talk about it. They won't talk about it. But he stands and watches a lot of plays.
Well, because they won't talk about it because I don't want you to try to key in on what it is. Is it a knee or is it an ankle?
I don't
because,
know.
Because, you know, as soon as they put it on the thing, people are going to start targeting that injury. So I ain't telling you nothing. It's a leg injury.
So, does my quarterback have Zach Ertz? Nope. Does he have Dallas Goedert? Sorry, doesn't. Nope.
Skip, we just had this conversation. So, I'll give you Ertz. I'll give you Goddard. I want Amari Cooper and Michael Gallup. You want a deal?
I'll take those two guys.
Okay. I want Coop and I want Gallup.
No, but I'm going to give you Jason Witten.
No. I don't want that.
Shannon Jarwin.
No. I want Gallup and I want Cooper. Because you seem to think that Zach Ertz, so you should have no problem, says, okay, I'll do that straight up.
But again, I don't have that security blanket. Did you see Jason Witten yesterday? You've been making fun of him. You know, he can get open for 5 yards and catch it, sometimes for 8 yards and catch it. And then what happens? Nothing.
Skip, you do have a security blanket. It's called Michael Gallup. I'm not Michael Gallup. It's called Amari Cooper. Because he can beat any coverage.
He can when he's right, and he hadn't been right all year.
He still got open.
Got hurt in training camp and was never right from day one.
Man, look here. Ain't nobody that hurt. He's done put together 180s and 200-yard games. So stop this. Now, he might be more Nick now than what he has been in the past. But to say that, he's been just gutting this out. With I don't know how he does. Stop it.
What did I tell you before the season started? No quarterback in the National Football League will have more pressure on his shoulder pads than Carson Wentz will because of the Nick Foles legacy that he left not only in the locker room, but in with that big old Super Bowl trophy and an MVP trophy.
Yeah.
And he hung 41 on Bill Belichick and won Super Bowl MVP.
You believe that's the same defense? You do believe that's the same defense?
I think it was really, I think it ranked 4th going, it was 4th in the regular season that year going into the Super Bowl.
But right now they're playing at a historic pace. They're giving up about 10.5 points a game, which is on pace to beat the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh, I thought you meant Philly's defense.
No.
Philly's defense is really good going into the Super
Eagles defense.
Bowl.
I mean, not Eagles defense, the Patriots defense, excuse me.
just remember that that Super Bowl combined for the most yards the two Super Bowl teams have ever compiled.
Yeah.
Except it was for all time. It wasn't just for the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
What is it, like 1,100 yards
right.
they put together?
Because Brady has 634, I think, that he threw for 505. They have another 100-something rushing.
Mm-hmm.
And Philly was over 500
mm-hmm.
because they had a well over in
so,
the
so
rushing.
So no two quarterbacks or no two teams have put up more yards than those two did in a Super Bowl. Brady set the all-time playoff okay. record for any playoff.
And came to me, so I had to do him right.
Oh.
Yeah. I thought losers come to you. Oh, so that's
that what it was.
Oh, so.
Lately,
so what about record setters? Do they get in?
I love record setting losers.
Oh, you do?
Those are the best. Because on one hand, they want to be excited because they broke a record. But then the realization set in, but I caught a nail.
And they get a private room.
So who has more pressure going forward? Because all of a sudden
Big
now.
Hill.
The Eagles are a 500 team, and those Philly fans, you know how quickly they are to boo, and they're going to be saying, what is up with our quarterback? We hold Tom Brady to 17, and he can't win a home game?
All I'm saying is this, is that the man is handicapped with Aguilar.
Mm.
Because I remember, Jenny, this is before you got here,
okay.
but every week, this man used to come out here, and there was a certain number, 88.
Okay.
And he used to throw up the X. I used to see him on his old show, throw up the X. And it got so bad, he said 88 was handicapping his quarterback.
Well, he was.
Oh.
So what the hell is Aguilar doing?
Oh. Well, when I threw up the X, he was the best receiver in pro football. And he deserved the money he got.
So if,
but then
if,
he couldn't keep earning
it. If Dez was handicapping your quarterback, what the hell is Aguilar doing to walk it to him?
Okay, but Aguilar never was Dez Bryant to start with. Dez was Dez.
It does not matter. At the end of the day, look, if I come home, if you are a James Beard Award winner
uh-huh.
or you some mom that's baking dinner mm-hmm. in Midwest Ohio, if you burn the meal, you burn the meal, right?
Yeah.
So if one guy is handicapping the quarterback and the other guy's handicapping the quarterback, you're handicapped. Aguilar, you saw that, Skip Bayless, when Dez Bryant was dropping the – oh, I remember Seattle. Remember the ball came off his hand, you're like, Dez, catch it!
Mm.
And then you came here and said, I'm done. I'm done with that.
And what did Jerry soon say? I'm done.
I'm done as well.
Out.
Yeah,
he gone.
Suit.
Let me ask you a question.
Maybe I was ahead of the curve.
Let me ask you a question. Do you believe Aguilar going to be there next year?
I don't know.
Skip, they brought Jordan Matthews back.
They love Jordan Matthews from Vanderbilt
Skip,
University.
Nobody else does.
He was the all-time SEC leader in receptions Skip, and about, yards.
Let me
he was.
Let me tell you how much they love him. They love him so much they released him.
Mm.
And every other team he's gone to, he's got released.
Mm.
But because they don't have anybody else, and he knows the offense, they keep bringing him back. What does that tell you?
John Gruden traded Amari Cooper. Didn't love him.
Okay.
Okay. So it happens.
New home. It was the right step for him.
He traded
though.
Him. He didn't release him.
No. He traded. He got a first.
Yeah.
Got rid of a lot of things that year.
And all of a sudden, John Gruden's starting to look pretty good.
Now things are trending up.
No mercy.
Did you know that as many as 7 out of 10 adults wished they played a musical instrument? Unfortunately, many never do because they think it's either too late for them to start or too expensive. Musician is an online music education platform rethinking the way people learn music. It's the fun, easy, and affordable way to learn guitar, piano, bass, or even singing. Just download the app to your desktop, tablet, or phone and start playing. Musician is perfect whether you're just starting out or have been playing for years. Enjoy thousands of popular songs and expertly crafted lessons and exercises across dozens of genres. Compared to private lessons, Musician is more affordable and lets you learn on your own schedule. You'll get bite-sized lessons, easy-to-follow instructions, and exercises tailored to your goals. Using Musician to learn an instrument like guitar or piano is much better than trying to teach yourself. So, if you've been wanting to learn an instrument or simply want some help getting back to playing, check out Musician. You can get an extended 14-day free trial of their Premium Plus package at musician.com/play. That's unlimited lessons and unlimited songs on as many instruments as you want for 2 whole weeks. Just go to musician.com/play to start your free trial today. That's YOUSICIAN.com/play. No mercy.
Well, it was supposed to be a QB duel between Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson, but it was Lamar who stole the show. The Ravens QB racked up over 300 total yards and had four passing touchdowns in a dominant 41-7 win. Two of those touchdowns were to running back Mark Ingram, who was pumped up introducing Lamar to the media after the game. You got to see this.
Now I would just like to introduce y'all to the man, the myth, the legend, the MVP front runner. If anybody else got to say something different about that, then come see me.
Yep.
I'm right here in B-More outside the bank. If you got an issue with that, come see me.
Whoop.
I'm about that.
Whoop.
Big trust.
Whoop.
Woo woo. Lamar Jackson in the flesh.
Big
yes, sir.
Big
trust.
No,
I'm with you. I'm with you.
All right, Fox Sports NFL analyst Michael Vick joining us today. You just love the energy there. Okay. Michael, how much better can Lamar get at this point?
I think he can get better, but I think right now he's probably, you know, he's probably peaked out. What more can you get? I think as far as him moving forward in his career, it's just going to be about consistency. And that consistency is going to lie, him playing this game and being himself, not changing anything, but at the same time, how long can he keep this coach, how long can Baltimore keep this coaching staff together to coach this offense? Mm. When I think about Lamar, his success right now, I know where it comes from. Offensive coordinator Greg Roman. It's coming from James Urban, who's a quarterback coach. And I know he spends a lot of time with Lamar because I spend a lot of time with him in Philadelphia, and I know how he can be as far as detail. Mm. But it's going to be about how long can he stay in this offense. You know, and this offense is so suited for him, I would do everything to try to keep Greg Roman close to Lamar as long as I can. But I think he's shown us everything that he's going to do moving forward. Now, we understand that this is what you're going to get from Lamar. And he's done it so consistently that I don't see anything changing. But if this offense changed, where does Lamar go from there?
Okay.
So that's a big concern for me. So he's done everything right. He's made all the right decisions. Play inside the pocket, outside the pocket. Just shocking to me as far as what he's been able to do. And it's just a great thing to see him because we had conversations about this coming out.
And again, for the record, you have helped mentor him and been in pretty constant touch with him. Yep.
And we talked about him coming out of college, and I told him, look, Lamar, nothing's going to change, really. You know, you just got to go be yourself. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what type of offense he was going to end up in, but when I seen Greg Roman in that meeting room last year, I knew something was brewing and it was going to be special. So I'll go back to him just being in this offense consistently for years, and that will determine if he's going to be one of the greatest of all time.
Have you been in touch lately?
I reached out to him last week, but to no avail. But I caught him, it was like a Tuesday, and it was his day off.
Yep.
But I try to leave guys alone during the season, just let them do their thing.
Skip, John Harbaugh put this plan in motion when they selected this kid because they brought Greg Roman on. Marty Martinwick was the OC.
Yeah.
But they knew in order to maximize what this kid could do, they needed to find someone that thought outside of the box, someone that was familiar with this type of skill set and what it can do in the NFL. Mm-hmm. I believe the sky's the limit, Skip. He can go even higher because I believe he will increase his completion percentage. He's playing unbelievable. Skip, you know, when I look at him and I watched him in college and I'm like, okay, yeah, he can run. But there's a difference between running in college like he was running and running against the NFL.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in college you run for books and study hall and meal plans. In NFL you run for mortgages, you run for college tuitions. That was something entirely different. Those are grown men that's getting paid to stop you from doing that. He's running the ball even better. And I knew he could run it, but he's running it even better. And I was like, okay, yeah, if he can progress and if his arm becomes half as good as his leg, man, there'll be something. But man, Skip, I didn't expect this. I don't think anybody, if anybody tells you, they say, oh yeah, we knew, by the second year, we knew this was gonna happen, they lie. Yeah. Maybe by his third, fourth, or fifth year, Skip, because you see the progression. But where he is now, Skip, he's serious. This ain't no, you know, Skip, you know a lot of time, guy have a great game, you throw his name in the MVP discussion. Well, you might get some, no. He legit.
This is real.
He's smack dab in the heart of it. And basically, it's a two-horse race right now between Russ and Lamar Jackson. Everybody else is almost like these two are out there. It's like secretariat, both are secretariat. And Ron Turcotte's game, when he turned around, I think he turned back over this shoulder, looked like, where is everybody? And they were 31 lengths back. This is how far they are in front of the field. Skip, this dude is legit. And I just see, and I talked about this earlier, we see this flower blooming every single Sunday right before our eyes. Because, Skip, you know, we threw for 5 touchdowns, opened, had a perfect quarterback rating. We're like, yeah, but that's the Dolphins. They tanking.
4.
And then he came back and he did it again. And he's done it again. And he keeps doing it. At some point in time, it's not luck.
Yeah.
It's not. He's good. He's as good as advertised, and I believe he's only going to get better. The question is, like you said, you know, you have success. Teams come in and try to steal all your chickens, Skip, because they're laying golden eggs. Mm-hmm. So they start plucking Greg Roman, or they start plucking the quarterback's coach, wanting him to be an OC, or they want Ray Roman to be a head coach. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be very interesting. I agree with you. How long can they keep this together?
To me, he's secretariat by himself.
You think he's by himself?
I think he is running away with the MVP race. And I'm going to use Michael's word. It's shocking because I thought he'd be good, but yeah. I didn't think he'd be like this.
Not in the second year.
Almost by the snap, you can see him get a little better and a little better until he's getting up in that great category.
Uh-huh.
It's hard to do for a month what he just did to the National Football League. He just tore it all apart.
He did.
Their team is starting to tear it all apart because I think Houston's still pretty. I know they lost J.J. Watt, but still, I think they're pretty good.
Good team.
They're not like that. To do that to them, to just level them, just annihilate them and dominate them, and make Deshaun Watson look hapless, just look sad in the pocket where he's looking and he's looking, he can't find anybody. He has a QBR of 9 on a scale of 0 to 100.
Yeah.
It was hard to watch Deshaun yesterday, and it was a joy to watch the other young man.
Yeah.
Skip, people don't know this, but the league offense, they scored the most points. They're leading the league in scoring.
Man. And they're running away at the rushing title as a team. Yeah.
Think about this deeper than that. Lamar was the last quarter or the last player in the green room.
Ozzie traded back up to get him.
Yeah.
Because he was 30 seconds.
I remember being in the draft room that day and talking to Lamar saying it's going to be okay. I talked to, I think, Marty Morningwick earlier that day. Mm-hmm. I told him it's going to be okay. I knew Marty from Philly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Marty was OC at Baltimore at the time. Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers also sat in that green room for a long time.
He did. Huh.
And what came from that? So much motivation. So, and it's a drive that comes along with that. And I think that's something that he'll never forget. Mm-hmm. So the more we continue to compliment him, mm-hmm. you know, make comparisons, the harder he's just going to go. And it's not going to stop.
And there's the intangible in MVP that you just saw live at the podium from Mark Ingram. This team loves this kid. Just love. They're feeding off him. They believe in him. And now they're starting to believe in themselves.
Yes.
And the defense is feeding off him. Mm-hmm. The receivers are feeding off
him. There's nothing like when your team believes in that guy.
Yeah.
But there's also a situation, Skip, no matter what the front office, what the head coach says about that quarterback, the team doesn't believe in him. Hmm. And sometimes, and like you said, Mike, he was sitting in the green room. Guys, a lot of times, Skip, get so caught up in the, I want to go early, I want to go first, as opposed to going to the right situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
He went to the right situation. Mm-hmm. Someone that could nurture and cultivate his talent.
Yep.
Because they're like, if we select this kid, Skip, you can't have conventional wisdom in your thought process of how you're going to bring him along. You need someone that's had a very similar situation.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Roman went to the Super Bowl with a quarterback with a very similar skill set.
Yep.
And he got RG3 as a backup, so it's more intellect in the room.
That is true. At first, I did not love his motion. It looked a little awkward to me. I've said to you before, yours was so pure when you just had a cannon on.
He's a little more sidearm. Big was more over the top.
Over the top. All of a sudden, Lamar Jackson is flicking missiles. It's just like a little pew, and it just
Skip that first completion. That first completion to Andrews.
Yeah,
where he got it, and the linebacker almost got it, and it was just like barely over his half. Like your thing.
I'm watching the game yesterday, and I'm thinking about the strong arm that I had and the gift and the curse that came along with it. Sometimes it can screw with your accuracy. And, you know, you mentioned Lamar's throwing motion and the way the ball comes out. But it's an accurate pass.
It is. Mm-hmm.
And it has enough velocity to attack any area of the field, which makes this guy so dangerous. As he continued to just build the mental capacity to play the quarterback position within this offense or whatever offense that comes along. It's just going to be exciting to see how this man progresses.
I'm afraid he's going to shatter your rushing records.
Yep, and he's on his way.
Yeah, he's
We'll be talking about it, you know,
in the
future.
And it seems like you're okay with that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said before.
You had it for a long time.
I had it for a long time. I will be honest. I didn't think it would ever be broken.
Wow.
I didn't think a guy would come along and play between the tight hashes and do the things that I've done. But it's just a pleasure, I'll say it again, for me to watch and see another guy, you know, kind of just emulating that style and doing it better.
He's averaging 79 rush yards per game. But the idea of picturing him in the green room as everyone came before him, that's pretty powerful.
That was
motivating.
That would be motivation for a long time, probably, until you put a ring on this thing.
Like the whole team is feeling that way. No mercy. Colin Kaepernick's workout was scheduled to be at the Falcons facility on Saturday, but 30 minutes before the workout was set to begin, Kaepernick announced he would be conducting his own workout at a local Atlanta area high school instead. Kaepernick's agent said they changed the venue because of the unusual liability waiver the NFL asked Colin to sign and because the league would not allow media to attend the workout. Kaepernick threw for 45 minutes in front of reps from 8 NFL teams. And afterwards, Cap said he has been ready to play for the past 3 years and the ball is now in the league's court. So, Shannon, from all of this, what is your biggest takeaway?
I'm disappointed with how Cap handled the situation. I think everybody knows that's watched this show for the last 3 years, Skip. I've been one of Cap's biggest supporters. You and I talked about this, I believe, every single day for about 3 or 4 months. When everybody else touched on it at the beginning and left the subject alone, you and I talked about it. I talked to Cap. I knew how much he wanted to get back into the league. Mm-hmm. And I even coined a term. I said, Cap has been whiteballed. That has not changed. But the way he handled this situation, Skip, now, he knew that he received this on a very short notice. Mm-hmm. He could have said, you know, my representative have just given me word that the NFL has set up a workout for me. I will get back to you as soon as I know more details. He jumped in head first. Mm-hmm. So you knew this was going to be on a Saturday. Mm-hmm. He turns around because what he did, Skip, he, in his camp, and his supporters says the NFL wants to control the narrative. Well, the NFL says, we damn sure not going to let you control the narrative. And he walked into a trap that they set because by him changing it, they say, see, he's a diva. That's more trouble than what he's worth. Mm-hmm. Now, you had 25 was there because let me tell you what happens. And I'm going to put it in terms that people can understand. Skip Bayless, let's just say for the sake of argument, there's something going on. You don't really want to attend anyway.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
30 minutes before you're supposed to get there, you receive a call that says, we're moving the venue. What you think you're going to do?
I'm good.
Thank you. And that's what 25 did. That's what 17 of the 25 that were there, they said, nah, we good.
Well, it's the drive, it's over an hour drive.
It's in a Flowery Branch.
Mm-hmm. North.
Way north.
And this high school.
And this is south.
Way south.
And I know people say, well, but if they'd have came there, they could have saw him play. Riverdale is like the airport, like 15, 20 minutes away.
That's true.
But they didn't want to be there to begin with. So this was the end. My thing is, Skip, if you wanted the media to be there, you could have just scheduled your own workout. You see, what Cap is trying to do is Cap is trying to appease an audience that has no role in him getting a job. You can showcase your talent for the media all you want to. You can try to appease your fan base all you want to, but they will play no role in you getting a job. Cap, you show up to a job interview with a Kunta Kinte shirt? You trying to antagonize? I get it. Cap keeping it real. Cap gonna keep it real and keep being unemployed.
Yep.
Because the people, and then he came out as like belligerent, like angry. NFL 32 owners, Roger Goodell, stop running. Scouts, tell your bosses, I'm ready. Really? So you know what they saying? This is it. Mm-hmm. We good. Bruh. I came out here, those that saw me saw the way that I can still throw the football. I can still play at a very, very high level. All I want now, if anybody that's gonna watch this video, hopefully the people that were in attendance, they can go back and tell their people to bring me in for a closer look. I have no problem. But to defiantly say, bruh, when you're dealing with men of wealth and power, they do not like to be told what to do. And normally, and through my experience, mm-hmm. when you tell someone like that, do this or else, they'll always choose else. Mm. I thought there was a very, very small chance. I thought it was like on Saturn that he could get back. But this has moved way past Pluto. Mm-hmm. I don't see a scenario that Colin Kaepernick plays another down in the NFL.
Unfortunately, I agree with every point you just made. And I am sorry, but I am done defending Colin Kaepernick on this show. I've heard from several people in and around the NFL who have fought for Colin to mm-hmm. get back in. They're done. They're so disappointed, almost ashamed of how it played out on Saturday. And again, I echo what you said. For 3 years, I have fought for him on this show, and I still believe he had historical impact with his protests.
Steve, I still believe the call was worthy.
It was. The cause was, it was worthy enough for him to risk his job, and now what little chance he had of getting a job back, he has lost. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty clear to me that Colin no longer wants to play football. It's pretty clear that he's only interested in being a bigger and bigger martyr, and that's okay with me, but that's what that screamed to me on Saturday, mm-hmm. is that he just wants people to feel sorrier and sorrier for him. And again, there was a Dan Patrick report that Jay-Z was behind wanting, you know, pushing for Colin to get a, like a combine style showcase.
Right.
Was it bogus? Was the NFL's heart in it? I don't know. We both were pretty leery of it.
Yes.
But still, we both agreed, okay, there's a slim chance sure. that one representative will say, man, he looks pretty good. Mm-hmm. We like the way he's handling himself.
Right.
This is a new Colin Kaepernick. Maybe we should think about this. And there's also rampant reports this morning that Jay-Z was very upset with the way Colin reacted and handled Saturday.
Right.
Because the NFL... first off, sent him a couple of days before the standard waiver that everybody signs to go to the combine
right.
or to any free agent workout on a Tuesday at any NFL
right.
facility. Mm-hmm. It's just standard boilerplate
right.
plate sort of waiver.
Right.
Okay.
Just to protect the team, or in this case, the NFL.
Right.
No, they tore it up and sent back something that was outrageously unsignable for the NFL. And then it got down to... reportedly, Colin and his agents wanted their own film crew there. And the NFL said, okay. But then I read that Nike was planning to do a commercial. Maybe
right.
they still will do a commercial
right.
featuring a letter that Colin wrote when he was in fourth grade about, I want to play in the NFL. Well, this is another sympathy play, and it's fine.
But it's been reported that Nike wants the NFL to retract that because they said they weren't shooting the commercial.
Okay, well, they did. But again, they are saying that they were playing a commercial.
Right.
I think that was a fact.
Okay.
But whether they were going to shoot, they
at
said we didn't have a crew there.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know if Colin's crew was going to contribute to this. I don't know.
That's true.
So then they move it to the other venue. And one of the receivers I talked to was there, said it was down to, he counted 7 reps who
okay.
made it from the 24 who were there originally
okay.
up in Flowery Branch.
Flowery Branch.
Okay. And then we get down to the T-shirt. And again, we all know about Kunta Kinte and we know about roots, but it's the wrong place and the wrong
yes!
time. Because you're just saying, I'm still a social justice crusader. I'm still fighting. And you know and I know... These teams don't, this is what they don't want right now. They're going to say, we're not going to give our stage back to you if you're still wanting to fight for what you believe is right, which no one has a problem. You know, you do that.
Right.
You go do that on your own. But it's a job interview.
Right.
And that's yeah. no, that's not putting the foot forward that the NFL would want to
see.
Skip,
it's just like if let's just say Herbert or Joe Burrow, they're having a workout. They open it up to the public. But if it chooses to be private, mm-hmm. it's private. If that goes, if I got released during the season, I go work out. I can't say, well, you know, y'all guys film me, but I want to film myself also. I could add, but here's my story in a nutshell, Skip. If you distrust the NFL so much, why the hell you want to get back in bed with them?
Yeah.
I don't. Forget everything else.
Yep.
They wronged you. Yes. Mm-hmm. Do I believe Colin Kaepernick could have played 3
yes,
years ago?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Give it an opportunity. Sure.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you distrust them so much. Well, what if they cut and splice it and make me look bad? If you feel this way, why do you still want an opportunity to be in bed with them? That's what I don't get. And Skip, stop. Cap, bro, I love you. I believe the call, but you're not Kunta Kinte. I understand Roots. It was the Alex Haley autobiography about how he traced his past, mm-hmm. and Kunta Kinte was a family member. Mm-hmm. Cap, you're not that.
Well, he was a slave.
Yes.
And he went to
And we need to stop this notion.
Yep.
You get stopped, mm-hmm. and you show up at a job. What job interview? Mm-hmm. You going? I mean, you going to work for Goldman Sachs, or you going to work for some prominent law firm? You gonna show up at Fox Studios for, and you gonna show up with that shirt, and you want a job?
It's a good mm-hmm. example, though. It's a job.
I get it, Skip, but guess what? You know what? People at the barbecue, Cap ain't sell out. Cap ain't sell out.
Oh, I got it.
Okay, I get all that.
Yeah.
But he's in the same place. But what has he accomplished?
Cap ain't getting a job.
Yeah, well, what has he accomplished?
Okay, you could have played it this way. You could have played it straight. You could have showed up, and you could have balled out, because I think he threw the ball very
Yes.
well. And you could have said and done all the right things that needed to get said at that
Thank
point.
You.
And then the ball goes right back in the NFL's
right.
court, and it's like everybody's saying, and?
Skip.
Now there's, that's over.
When people ask me, say, Shannon, you're a seventh round draft pick mm-hmm. and you made it in the NFL and you end up winning the Super Bowl and going to the Hall of Fame. I said, I went to work every day. Yeah. And I said, I needed to give the Denver Broncos and the Baltimore Ravens one reason to keep me. Mm. All cap, he could not give them a reason to say, hell no, go away. Mm-mm. And he gave them 10.
He did.
Give them one reason.
Mm-hmm.
One. And Cap gave them numerous reasons. What did he say? You see, I'm good. I just don't. Skip, if I don't trust you, I ain't got nothing for you. Mm-hmm. We can't do business together. We can't hang out. I'm good. You good? Okay, you cool. But if I don't trust is everything. Without that, mm-hmm. I don't care how great a woman looks. I don't care how much she has. If I don't trust you, I can't be with you.
Mm. That's interesting about
So what? So what are we doing here, Cap? You don't trust the NFL. You're so defiant in your stance with the NFL, mm-hmm. yet you could have said no. He could have easily said no to the NFL's offer, says I'm staging my own. But you know what? When he did that a couple of years ago, Skip, how many people showed up to watch him throw?
Mm-hmm. Bottom line, I still greatly appreciate and honor all he did for that cause.
Yes!
He risked his job.
Yes!
And he lost his job.
Yes!
And I'm afraid it's going to stay lost.
Yes!
Okay. All right. Possibly the end of a chapter here on the show with Kaepernick. No mercy. The Cowboys got back to their winning ways yesterday, taking down the Lions 35-27. Ezekiel Elliott was held to only 45 rushing yards, but hauled in a receiving touchdown and celebrated by doing his best Dak warm-up impression. Oh, everyone's doing it. Dak led the way through the air with 444 yards, 3 touchdowns. The Cowboys are now 6-4 with sole possession of first place in the NFC East. We're now joined by Hall of Famer and NFL Network analyst, LaDainian Tomlinson. Mm. Good to have you with us
yes,
this morning.
Yes, welcome back. And by the way, when I greeted LaDainian this morning, I said, forgive me for this, but I can't call you LT because there's just one of those. He's like a football god to me.
Oh.
What was your answer?
Hey, LT, the original said, call me BLT, baby LT.
Baby LT, I like that.
That's how
you solve that. You know what? BLT works. It's clever. It's
That sounds like just it. Like something LT would
right?
say, too.
Exactly.
All right, LaDainian, when you look at these Cowboys, in your opinion, how far can this team go?
Well, that's a really good question. I do believe that they are the best team in NFC East.
Thank you.
So now when we talk about being the best team, that means you're going to have a home playoff game, right? Mm-hmm. So that means you're probably going to be playing in a wild card game against a team like Minnesota mm-hmm. or maybe even...
Who already dusted you?
I don't mind that one.
Well, did they dust us or did they edge us?
That's how I
dust.
Remember it.
But here's the thing. You either Seattle or San Francisco probably would be other team that you would have to play at home. Now, I believe the Cowboys can beat Minnesota and San Francisco at home. Seattle, to me... Seattle has a lot of experience. They've been there and done that. They have the coaching experience. And the problem to me with the Cowboys at times is Kellen Moore's inexperience shows up. We've seen it in the past, guys. Mm-hmm. I do think as a team, they have all the talent to make a deep run. Mm-hmm. I just think when it comes down to it, if you're playing a team like Seattle, that inexperience at times where you're not very creative at times on offense, that's going to come back to bite you.
Remember, and they beat Seattle in a home playoff game last year. Okay. So.
That was before MVP Russ.
Yeah. That was a
Oh, MVP Russ, yeah. He's different.
And Clowney now, it's being on that defense, they're mm-hmm. a different football team.
Yep.
But I do believe this Cowboy team can get past the wild card round. Divisional round is when they probably will have to play a team like the Saints, you know, and then
on the road.
On the road.
With Drew Brees.
Which would yep. be a mm-hmm. difficult task. Mm-hmm. So I give them getting past the wild card round and that divisional round would be to me.
I don't.
Because of the inexperience.
I'll take that.
I don't.
Because that'd make me five more cases of
I don't. I still got them missing the playoffs. They're too inconsistent because that defense gave up to Jeff Driskel 27 points. How about this here? They got 6 wins. They got 1 win over a team that's got more than 3 wins. Could I interest you in that? Now, when you play, if you make the playoff, what? You're not going anywhere. So get your... Temper it down. I know you all excited, been banging on the table. Your fist should be hurt banging the table.
Black and blue.
Yeah, exactly.
Every
just like
really
your
go
hope,
at it.
Your hope's going to be like that. Skip, if you look at the schedules down the stretch, the schedule really favors. I mean, Eagles have Seattle, Miami, the Giants, Washington. Going to get you guys the Cowboys. That'll be the death blow right there. And then you get the Giants again. And you guys got New England, Buffalo. Ooh, Buffalo got a nice little defense. Chicago with the Rams. The Eagles. That's it.
Oh, it's going to
come
better?
Down. That's going to be the game right there. Because only one team's coming out of the NFC East. There are going to be 2 teams from the West.
But the Cowboys have owned the Eagles lately. The last 2-3 years, they have
Shannon,
owned
that?
The
Eagles.
We got them. Full disclaimer,
Shannon,
LT is from Dallas. Hey, he got a house. He just built a house in Dallas.
What they got to do with the truth?
It's closer to Fort Worth.
No,
he went to TCU.
Exactly.
He's a Fort Worth
he
man.
He grew up loving the Cowboys. Emmitt Smith was his
what
favorite player.
The truth.
Did you go to Emmitt Smith football camp?
I did.
Okay.
So what? Who wouldn't go to Emmitt Smith football camp?
Exactly.
He just wanted to be a running back. That's all it wasn't about, being a Cowboy.
Oh, yeah. Well, he wanted to be a Cowboy.
Well.
Don't go there.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay.
So what did you just tell me about MVP Russ? He's a rock.
Yeah!
He's according to you, he's edging out right now Lamar Jackson for MVP.
Neck and neck.
Guess who goes to Philly this coming Sunday? MVP Russ.
We'll
he's going to be there. You're going to get MVP
get
Russ.
We'll get it.
Well, you didn't get Brady, so I don't know.
But we're going to get Lane Johnson back. If we don't get Lane Johnson back, we ain't get MVP Russ because Clowney going to have a field day.
So I'm going to utter my confession once again. My team, the Dallas Cowboys, is driving me out of my mind on a weekly basis.
Good.
It's costing me years off the end of my life.
We believe that as well.
Because my wife keeps yelling at me, you got to calm down, man. You just got to stop it. Because I go berserk during Cowboy games because they make me berserk. Howie Long talked about it yesterday on our pregame show on Fox. They're so talented. You just said, that's a talented. You go down the just on paper roster and you say, whew, they just don't play up to it. I don't know why. I don't know why not. I think they need a new head coach, just a new voice in
they
the locker
room.
They
play up to it at some certain some points of the game, but
and
they're
maybe
not consistently.
Even in fits and starts during the game. But 7 out of 10 times, they've trailed immediately.
Yeah.
They've fallen behind immediately in 7 of their 10 games. That's not a championship team.
Nope.
And yet, the quarterback is playing at a championship level to me.
Yes, he is.
He would be in this MVP race if not for a couple of blown games at the end, the Minnesota game when they went Zeke at the end of the game. I'm like, what are you doing? Is it Kellen Moore or did Jason Garrett intervene and say, run it, and then throw it to Zeke? I don't know. But something went wrong because the quarterback was on fire against Minnesota. And I'm with you. Could they beat Minnesota in a home playoff game? Yes, they could. They almost beat them in that Sunday night
they
game.
Should have.
You see,
they
what, you see what old Kenfo Kirk did yesterday?
He did.
Oh, down 20.
Finally, someone brings it up.
Down 20.
Hey, it's never been
come
done
on, against
like
your
that.
Broncos.
Mm. We're not talking about them.
Come don't on. Care who they're playing.
And then I saw Kirk at the podium after the game, and he said, somebody just texted me and said it took a special person to pull off that comeback. So he's telling the world, somebody texted him to say, you're a special person.
Let him have his moment.
Why would you say that?
Let him have his moment.
Trump and bro, you're not special.
Huh?
You're not special, Kirk.
Okay.
Somebody text you a lie. That was his wife. His wife gave him that. You know, she's expecting, you know, second child. So
I don't care. They got
you special.
Yeah.
So here's my bottom line to my team. Right now, it's all quarterback or bust. I don't like any other phase of this football team. I don't know why. Zeke just doesn't look right to me. He doesn't look like that guy who used to lead this team. And they can't run it or stop the run They can't stop the pass, and they don't take the ball away on defense. They're tied for 20th in takeaways. That's a recipe for disaster, because in any given Sunday, if the quarterback doesn't play at a supremely high level, what do you think's going to happen?
Oh, you're going to catch a hell.
Jeff Driskel almost happened yesterday.
Right.
It's 35-27, and it's 2nd and 10 at the 13 with 1:54 left. And I'm pacing, man, because if you don't convert this and you give Jeff Driskel the ball back, he just might convert on you and go for 2 and beat you at Detroit. What? And my quarterback makes another play to Shannon Jarwin, Blake Jarwin. Throws it to Blake Jarwin for a first down to kill the clock. Yep. It took that. That's how close it was at Detroit. Yep. So my team's hanging in at 6-4. I agree with you. I still like my team better than I like the Eagles.
But you need Dak to play like that.
Every game.
This is what we've been waiting for, because you can't expect, to me, you can't expect Zeke to be able to run the football like he have in the past. We haven't seen that, Zeke, quite honestly. Right?
Nope.
And we haven't seen the offensive line play to the standards.
Why aren't we seeing that Zeke? I love Zeke, but I keep waiting for Zeke, and I don't see him.
Shay know this. Anytime you have a young quarterback, you got a young offense coordinator, you're going to want to try to uplift that young quarterback to be in the MVP race, right?
Okay.
And so, naturally, you're not going to run the ball as much as you used to. You want to use all those weapons. They have massive weapons at the wide receiver position. Gallup has stepped up. Randall Cobb has stepped up. I love their receiving core. Mm-hmm. I mean, so
Amari's been hurt off and on the whole
But when
year.
He's healthy, he's tough to deal with.
Something.
Yeah.
But LaDainian, so many times they give it to Zeke on first down and it goes for none or one. And I'm like,
it's too predictable.
2nd and 9. Yes. 2nd and 9. 2nd and 9 gets hard. Mm. Then it gets to 3rd and 5 and it gets hard. You know how hard it is to keep converting.
A lot of teams throw the ball on first down. Yeah, Dallas always comes out.
They always
in the I formation.
I say, just get it over with. Like I'm pacing, watch. I said, go ahead, get it over with. I got it. 2nd and 9. They should just cash out the first down and just tell them to flip it over and say it's 2nd and 9. Yeah. Right? Okay.
Because they do make that degree of difficulty. Because, I mean, he's been unbelievable. But you can't make a living picking up 3rd and 12, 3rd and 14 still for extended periods of time.
They are leading the NFL in third down conversions. And it's mostly because he'll find somebody somehow. Wow. And Zeke made a nice little snag up off the park on that little screen pass. It was good. He can do that. He's got really good hands.
Yeah.
But then he turned, and I saw a little bit of burst from him, but I never get to see it anymore because there's nowhere to burst.
Right. They need to get him in space a little bit more. You know that little route that they did with Tony Pollard he scored on?
Yeah.
They used to do that with Zeke. I've been banging the table for them to do that more with Zeke.
And this is going to be blasphemy probably to you, but the stat of the night was Tony Pollard – every game that he has gone 12 or more plays, played 12 or more plays, they're 6-0.
Stop a skip.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying.
That is crazy. That's a crazy stat.
So maybe you play both of them? Because yesterday they played both of them together a couple times.
Cleveland's doing it.
Yeah, they are.
Kareem Hunt and Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
You know what, Skip Bayless? They've been 6-0. Mm-hmm. And that 6th victory, Giants twice, Redskins, Miami, Eagles.
Say it again. Say it loud.
Who else did they beat?
What did they do in Minnesota? I guess he didn't play against them. What did he do against the Jets? Did he play against the Jets?
Did they play the
Jets? What about Green Bay?
Didn't play 12 plays.
Why is that?
I don't know. Ask Coach Clapp.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a problem. Maybe it is the slow start and the motivation.
Yeah, they lost. Now
they're heading to face the Patriots.
They caught it with Bridgewater. What did Drew get back? If Teddy Britt, look here. Now, one thing, when I went to class, is the substitute was there, she wasn't spanking me. The substitute teacher couldn't lay hands on me. Y'all let the substitute teacher spank you.
Could the real teacher lay hands
on you? Yeah. Ooh. They told me up. Only for talking. They say I talk too much.
Surprise. Wait,
they said you talk too much?
Let me tell you what happened. They said, well, Shannon, you need to go home and talk. So I tried to talk. My grandma said, boy, take that mess to school. So guess who won out? I got to live with Granny. I'm going to come here and talk up a storm.
And look where you ended up.
Yeah, I
take
people.
You can talk every single day.
My grandma going to come short of killing me.
You've had this saved up. I appreciate it.
Substitute teacher beat
y'all. And you're still talking a whole lot of nothing.
No.
And how about this? LeBron, he dropped two double-double performances over the weekend. He put up 29 points, 11 assists, and a thunderous dunk that sent social media into a frenzy against the Kings on Friday. Then, with Kobe in attendance last night, LeBron went 6-for-10 from beyond the arc. He also had 33 points, 13 assists, and an easy win against the Hawks. So, Shannon, how impressive was your guy LeBron over the weekend?
How you look to you? You look good to me.
Yeah.
Oh, Wash King.
How good?
Oh, boy. I told people last year, I say, if you're a foreign big man, do not stand up under the rim when LeBron's coming down there. Now, he got.
Why did they have to be foreign?
Do
you have something against foreign?
Yeah,
in general?
Yeah, we will punish y'all.
Really?
Yeah. You remember called Nurkic? Nurkic ain't back yet.
Oh, I remember.
Body bagged him.
I don't think that's because.
Because of that. He called Saric last year in Philly. Saric's been trying to dodge him, just going all around. Just
hadn't
trying
been
to.
The same.
Hadn't been the same. Yeah. And then he called Bielitsa.
Mm.
Oh, my goodness.
Mm.
For a guy that. Now, just imagine. Can you imagine, Skip? Let's see. Hmm. He had 29, 11, and 7. No, 4 rebounds. Skip, you know, on Friday night, he was perfect for the free throw line.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went to the free throw line. You know, because you and everybody else wrote this report. LeBron shies away from the free throw line because he don't want to go to the line.
Has his whole career.
What happened Friday night?
Mm.
What are you?
It's my turn?
No, it's not your turn. Okay. And then last night. Skip, last night, 33, 12, no turnovers. I know a guy had 99. They go, he had that old Warren Sapp, that old Gretzky number. nine turnovers and 9 assists. That ain't good.
Skip,
1-for-1. 6-for-10. Hey, you know, because LeBron is shooting 20% from the three-point line.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't heard you mention about three-point lately.
Mm-hmm.
He been doing real good from the old three line.
From the free throw line? Help me
Don't
out.
Worry about that, Skip. Yeah.
We're not talking about it anymore?
It's coming. Mm-hmm. But you saw that, Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Just a little sample.
I saw it.
Because can you imagine if he wasn't washed and unathletic, what he would be doing?
Mm. Mm.
I can imagine.
My turn.
Please.
Why does LeBron choose to dunk over foreign big men? Maybe because they can't jump. I don't know. Maybe because they're easy targets. Maybe because Bielitsa can't block anybody's shot at 6'10" tall. Can we see that again, please?
I want to see it again. I didn't see it the first time.
LeBron has the audacity to dunk over poor Bielitsa.
Woo!
And then stare him down.
Yep.
As if he's a credible foe.
What does it matter?
I dunked on Bielitsa.
Yeah.
Way to go, LeBron.
Yeah.
That's it. That immortalized you. And he put it up on his Instagram.
Let me ask you a question.
Hashtag WashKing, hashtag revenge season.
Let me ask you a question.
On Bielitsa?
If you
you're going to stare down Bielitsa?
Yeah.
Are you proud of that?
I am very proud of
it. I wouldn't be.
But let me ask you
I'd
this.
Be ashamed.
If you're washed and unathletic, what difference does it make if he didn't jump?
Because
you're not supposed to be able
to
do that
anyway. Which brings me to the last play of Friday night's game. The last two-minute report on that game said LeBron offensive fouled Harrison Barnes, that he should not have gone to the free throw line.
Oh, my goodness. But he did.
I congratulated him via Twitter because, as I said, it's about damn time that you made some late game, close game free throws. And he finally did, albeit against the Sacramento Kings.
Oh,
I'll give you those two because it's been ages, eons, since he made one of two. You know, he made both.
He made two. Switched it.
Wow.
But you know what, Skip? But here's the thing that's so puzzling, but it's really not puzzling. Now, last year when Hazonia blocked his shot.
Yep.
You came in here and said, Shannon, give it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's over.
Mm.
Now he doing dirt. Mm. He putting butts in everybody.
Really?
Now all of a sudden, why he want to do Bielitsa like that? Cause.
Well, pick on somebody your own size. Come on.
Bielitsa taller than he is.
Well, why didn't you dunk on Embiid that way and stare him down? I want to see that, please.
Oh, Embiid fouled him. You remember Embiid fouled him? Embiid said, you're not going to put me on no poster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But see, all the lowlights. Yeah. Let's just take one last look at LeBron's lowlight.
Do you want to see him now?
No.
Okay.
Now look at it. He threw the ball into the backboard. He got his shot blocked. Hazonia
rolled the ball up the floor and kicked it out of bounds.
Rudy Gobert that blocked his shot?
Yeah.
Come on.
So then it was like, Kobe came to see me last night.
No, he didn't.
Well, the truth was, Kobe came to promote his children's fantasy book, number one, and Kobe's daughter, Gigi, who's going to be a superstar.
She loves basketball.
She loves Trae Young. Mm-hmm. So how many visits do the Atlanta Hawks make to Staples? One. So I think daughter said, Daddy, will you please take me tonight? So let's not overreact to
this.
Kobe blesses LeBron.
No,
his revenge season.
Wow.
Hashtag.
first of all, Kobe is a very busy man.
Yep.
We know how maniacal he is.
Mm-hmm.
He has that same approach to basketball. He's now took that to film and storytelling.
I agree.
So he doesn't really have time, because I think Kobe's in Newport, to fly down and get back.
Oh,
so
okay.
His mindset is like, I'm making movies, I'm writing children's books. But it is, because most of those guys that's on that roster, they looked up to Kobe.
Yep.
Because so he's still royalty.
Mm-hmm.
Because here's a guy that came straight from high school, and LeBron mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, Kobe did it, I can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still, I get it. Yes, it means something to have royalty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the guys get back together, we come in there to Denver, we royalty.
Mm.
We won a few things there, Skip.
Are you saying you're royalty?
I promise you.
I suppose.
In Kobe's mind, he thinks LeBron does not belong in his universe.
No, he farther away. Yep.
Mm.
You're right.
Mm.
We are the universe unto ourselves.
Mm.
We're entity unto ourselves.
Really?
Yes.
So who's he going to dunk on next? Jakob Poeltl of the Spurs?
We're going to get Steven Adams.
Love Jakob.
Steven Adams up on Tuesday.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd be more impressed
and then
with
we
that
go, and Nerland Noel's too. And then we're going to get him on again because we got a back-to-back.
Really?
Unlike somebody else I know that don't play back. As a matter of fact, Jenny, did you know?
I haven't seen him since.
I haven't seen him quite well quiet. I mean, they say low, Manny, but you don't have to play back-to-back. But damn, you got to play some games, Kawhi.
Hashtag revenge season,
revenge.
Says LeBron. And I dunked on Bielitsa.
Dunked on him.
Flush.
Way to go, LeBron. Stared me down. I'm mortified.
I can't believe you. I can't believe you jumped. I can't believe you did that.
Yeah. Stare him down, LeBron.
Fans love it.
How you going to try to take a
shot?
The man is 260.
Hmm.
Coming down.
Bielitsa?
No, LeBron.
Bielitsa is 6'10". He's not like LeBron's about 6'10".
And he going to stay down and try to take a charge.
Okay.
I'm glad that you're happy about what you said.
Way to go.
I got a little passion.
You beat Sacramento and Atlanta, it's over.
You know what, Skip?
Throw that parade.
I didn't want to do anything because I got a little something special for you coming on Wednesday.
No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Jenny Taft. Join us again at the same time tomorrow morning, 9:30 Eastern. We'll see you then.
Facts, sports, one of one.